Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
Ukushemuya, kudela motela ba. Ukushemuya, dela motela ba. Paro zigi paro pare kuriero de. Paro zigi paro pare kuriero de. Omwe di doko bone ora biven omwe di kaboru fo yoro samia. Epa kona mi brisejo amreni wopo baba amemre wato de wawa mome. Ugeni gashami o, tero vare nuova jeta. Orwe rukwi bebi baba bebe roku sirio. Orwe, orwe, bebe roku sirio. Orwe rukwi bebi mome bebe roku sirio. Orwe, orwe. Orero qui befi mome, bebe rocchio sirio. Ora, ora, bebe rocchio sirio. Orero qui befi baba, bebe rocchio sirio. Ora, ora, bebe rocchio sirio. Orero qui befi mome, bebe rocchio sirio. Ora, ora.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome once again to the Secret Museum of the Air. This is Pat Conti with Citizen Kafka, and tonight we have a special garland of guitarists from Africa today, various guitar stylings as recorded on old 78s in the 1940s and 1950s primarily. We started right there with the Enamajewa Mikes brothers. Now, I don't know if all the brothers were named Mike, but they sung in the Urhobo language and I believe recorded in Lagos in the 1940s. Some really lovely country style or native blues style, if you wish, fingerpick guitar, sort of like our own Piedmont style. And our first set tonight, the first part of our program, dedicated to some stylings from West Africa. Some legendary names that you may have read about and not had the opportunity to hear. We'll start this set with a legendary name, if there ever was one, the guitarist known simply as Sam, and his Kweku Iwotsi.
Baba, no, this man. Baba,
There's a glorious moment in world music recording that took place in 1932 for the Parlophone Company. That was the famous Jolly Orchestra, a Yoruba group, and the title was Oluwu Lo Obirin Mo. Before that, we heard from Kwabena Mensa, a Twi musician who recorded for HMV, I believe in Lagos, although he was probably from Ghana. We heard from his uncle before that, another old man of the palm wine guitar style. A beautiful finger-pick guitar from, legend has it, learned from the seacoast towns of crew musicians and learning from the fishermen at the seaports. Sam sang Infanti, the song Kweko Iwosi, and that also was recorded on HMV, probably in the 1940s. Speaking of palm wine guitar players, we have next up the mysterious character who recorded under the name Gentleman Jim. Many topical songs of inflammatory political content. This one, some of that mixed into an old parable about a rooster and a very popular song throughout Africa called Kokoriokó. You might have recognized a little bit of the melody in the very first cut by the Mikes brothers on tonight's program. We'll hear now Gentleman Jim's version, circa about 1940s, or even as late as 1950, and his version of Kokoriokó.
tombeau sauté. Dieu m'aime basseter with one finger. They go be the small man he they talk about. One big hole, they near them. So then grip, roll ya, so roll yonder. Dirty don't grab, you know, say they say. One them, then yeri, kokoriyoko. Kokoriyoko, kokoriyoko. Kokoriyoko, that now we call. They cock now we sign for you pipi. They cock now we sign at this great party. One them then yeri, kokoriyoko, kokoriyoko, kokoriyoko. Waiting don't be. You that man don't win, so be like my dinner hole. Kokoriyoko, kokoriyoko. Power pass train, power pass train. What na mod, not to load na head. Kokoriyoko, 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 kokoriyoko. Kampala you pipi, that na you party. Whether you be rich or you poor like bigger man. Kampala you pipi, where you not join yet. Kokoriyoko, that na we call. Now upline, you get Adam Bangura, pretty Kamara, bye bye Kamara. Up na Kambia, you get Sheka Kamara, Sheka Kamara, and Jambasera. Thank you.
we started deep in the country, real country stylings from Gentleman Jim, with probably another unknown guitarist on that HMV recording of Cocorio Cole, complete with both traditional lyrics in Creole and Pidgin, and also some lyrics borrowed that were very pro-UPP, United People's Party. So some high political content there mixed with some very imported traditional music. After that, we followed with, unfortunately, what turns out to be a total mystery, a proto-electric guitar band, a juju band, that appears on a Philips test recording. They're uncredited and might very well be from the Nigerian broadcast system's files. Just a real mystery there, but some very, not quite antique sounding, but definitely the blossoming electric guitar sound, which was a perfect introduction to what followed, which was Ambrose Adeoka Campbell's group, his famous West African Rhythm Brothers. They were from Lagos. They were servicemen during World War II and formed this band in answer to all the ballroom sort of music going on at the time to be a hot jazz club ensemble, and did it quite admirably enough for them to relocate from Lagos to London and create a small little label called S.A. Jinkeo. And we heard the Rhythm Brothers there in an instrumental with some crazy electric guitar called simply String Rhythm. We shift the spotlight now midway here on the Secret Museum of the Air, in case you just strolled in. We move to South Africa and some of the most compelling guitar music that I've ever encountered. And I know you're going to enjoy this. We might even stay here a while. And let's, without any real introduction, I just want to hit you with some of this tremendous guitar music. First by the artist labeled simply as Siluti and his Zulu guitar.
Yeah,
was fun of a la. We are more than Cashella, more than fun of a la. We are more than Cashella, more than fun of a la. Tell our knees and moon as your cheta mafa. Tell our knees and moon as your cheta mafa. La uva fana bela. Yingali leba fana bela. Yabingali. Never fun of a la. We are Mars and Cashella, who shall not wear. We teach a lot of things, what love of a map. We teach a lot of things, what love of a map. Till I meet your guy or get a map. Chela minduni oteta mapa. Chela minduni oteta mapa. Wichi chela ngibeli sa watavela mapa. Yasisi simbo bafana bela. Yasisi. Yes, this is Simba Panabela. Yes, this is Simba Panabela.
Takela stand on ketting a sand, Takela stand on ketting a sand, Takela stand on ketting a sand, Takela stand on ketting a sand. Ask a kai and conduce a vest, after a curling a wanamara. Ask a kai and conduce a vest, after a curling a bones for all. Mati wabungana, angishale na mtawetu. Makota bazale kaya, makota bazale kaya. Makota bazale kaya, makota umame kaya. Payakala umame kaya, kalela ngane ya. Payakala umame kaya, kalela ngane ya. Ya hamba iyo sewe, ya figa leleko. Ya hamba iyo sewe, ya figa leleko. Masye kaya nkondun sewe, mafie kyole ngabona mara. Ask a kai and condu service. I fear curling a bones for lord. Mati, oh, no, no. Nangi shale na wamtawe tu. Mati, oh, no, no. Nangi shale na wamtawe tu. Makota bazale kaya. Makota umame kaya. Makota bazale kaya. Makota umame kaya. Payakala umame kaya, kalela ngane ya. Payakala umame kaya, kalela ngane ya.
And that's called Kakela Sitandua by Jackie Mabusa, a song that he wrote. That's something along the order of Take a Guess, Girlfriend. And that was recorded for the Winner label. And as in all of these recordings, they really cover the golden age of this style of guitar playing, which started about the late 1940s and lasted until the early 60s. That's the true great age of this music. Jackie Mabusa there. Before that, quite a different style from that old country picking, that very simple country style, an even more simpler vamp style, which in fact the Zulus call ukuvamba. And the guitarist was D. Imzimela, and a traditional song recorded for Columbia probably around 1949, 1950, called Kashela. And we started with the artist who is credited merely as Siluti and his Zulu guitar, recorded for one of Gallo's labels, USA. His name is, his full name really is Siluti Shangasi. And the tune was Izidwaba, which is a type of leather dress that Zulu women wear. And Siluti is really, in that style of picking, is naturally called Ukupiku style. And it's mostly credited to a man by the name of John Bengu, or Pengu, as he was credited on his old records. He actually worked at one time for one of the record companies, mixing the batter of the shellac. And we featured him on the program before. He was undoubtedly the single greatest influential guitar stylist from South Africa. And why don't we hear the man himself? This is the man otherwise known as Puzu Shukela, John Bengu.
Mama, I'm not going to
That's John Bengu. And in there, and there's a little brief passage of an ukubongo, some kind of praise, which is part of this music. He declares his name, not the white man's name given him, but his name is Puzu Shukela. And that was a rare example of one of his recordings actually found in pieces in Africa when it was located. And that's the best we could do in restoring it, unfortunately, in pieces. But we got to hear some of it. The piece was called Zakwetu. Before that, we heard two distinct styles. The middle one, the most recognizable as his own, the Ukupiku style, and the song that he wrote, La Lisa Ingani. These recorded for the Troubadour label, which discovered him sometime around 1949 or so. Before that, the tune was Diki Diki, and is the much older style of the vamping style, that ukuvamba that we mentioned before. The Zulu guitarist, John Bengu. And he left many followers, as we all know, throughout the electric era. In fact, he did play electric guitar on some of his early records, just solo. And later, as Puzu Shukela, a full-blown electric band, and maybe in a consequent show we'll get to some of those later and great recordings as well. Let's listen to at least a couple of those that were deeply touched by that style and did much to spread it throughout South Africa. Here's a familiar name of a musical clan, the Mchunus. This is also on the Galatone label, this artist known as Alfred Mchunu, and a wonderful composition of his own, Zikindlani.
Mama wami, how sege, how uga wata wami, zingindlan. Ay, how pega wata wami, zingin. Tula mama, how uga fena kia mtadu mtadu mtadu, zingindlan. Wa mama, how sege kia mtadu mtadu mtadu, zingindlan. Ay, ay, wata wami. Aye, aye, what a one, Zingindlan. Oh, second, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead. When I want me, oh, we feel like I'm dead, about that with you, by Zingindlan. Oh, we feel like I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, by Zingindlan. Aye, aye, what a one, Zingindlan. Aye, hee. Mama wami, how sege, but it's Zingindlan. Aye, aye, but it's Zingindlan. Oh, wow, what a wami. Tula mama, how sege, how uga bata with you, by Zingindlan. Aye, aye, but it's Zingindlan. Mama wami, tule mama, hausege ya mtadu mtadu, Zingindlan. Aye, aye, wataba, Zingindlan. Aye.
Yes, indeed, that is difficult to accept that that is not Pengu himself, but the artist is credited as Mandla Kayizi Imkize. The song is Intombi Bizakiti, and that was on the Gallatone label. Again, sometime around the time that Pengu was making his records for Troubadour. And before that, another one in that style, Alfred Mchunu, and I obviously didn't pronounce it right. I don't think there is an English equivalent to a D and an L together properly in Zulu. It sounded like Zikinjlani. Jlani is that sound. That was also on the Gallatone label. Well, as we wind down our wonderful excursion of strings and these beautiful guitar players, I wanted to make sure we included these two cousins. The first will be Masengo E. Basco and cousin Jean Basco Mwenda, who most certainly are credited with many accomplishments, among them writing the book on Congolese guitar. Actually, Luba Sanga musicians, but let's listen to these songs in Swahili. This first one recorded for HMV's office in British East Africa, Fundi Kandi Sikilizi. That's Masengo Eddie Basco, the guitarist, and Imwali Bernard, also sharing the vocal.
Yolanda Sikiliza, Yolanda Sikiliza. Mama Sengo anaimba, furagani kwangu leo. Nilifika Nairobi, nilipokewa vizuri na fundi Konde. Yolanda sikiliza, Yolanda sikiliza. Mama Sengo anaimba, furagani kwangu leo. Nilifika Nairobi, nilipokewa vizuri na fundi Konde. Fundikonde sikiliza, akisanti kwako leo. Nikirudi kwetu Kongo, napata barua. Fundikonde sikiliza, Fundikonde sikiliza, akisanti kwako leo. Ikirudi kwetu Kongo, tapata barua. Yolanda sikiliza, Yolanda sikiliza. Mama Sengo anaimba, furagani kwangu leo. Nilifika Nairobi, nilipokewa vizuri na fundi Konde.
Ile wakati bali kupa pension, ulimwambia bibi twende kwetu. Kumujini unapata mwingine, mutoto wa benyewe unamutupa tena. Ile njobu puuzi ya sisi wanaume, tafuta franga mbio umurutishe kwavo. wakati bali kupa pension. Uli mwambia muke twende kwetu. Kufika kumujini unapata mwengine. Mutoto wa benyewe unamutupa tena. Ile njobu puzi ya sisi wanaume. Tafuta franga mbio umurudishe kwavo. Wakati bali kupa pension. Uli mwambia bibi twende kwetu. Kufika kumujini unapata mwengine. Ile njobu puzi ya sisi wanaume. Tafuta franga mbio umurudishe kwavo. Tafuta franga mbio umurudishe kwavo.
John Bosco. And Wendawa Bariake. That was called Bibi Twende Kwetu, sung in Swahili, and his own song. Some timeless and delightful music. Before that, his cousin, Masengo Ibasco, recorded for HMV and the African Mercantile Company, and Fundi Konde Sikiliza. And there's so much more, and that's why we're here each and every week on the Secret Museum of the Air. Until next time, for Citizen Kafka, this is Pat Conti, bidding you farewell.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.